ain't your favorite private park. It's the Man Show. It's a place where men can come together. Look at the hands on this chicken head.
Was this big for young Jake?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of socks. A lot of socks murdered to the Man Show.
All right, it's quarter after one. It is Dan and Jake here. And joining us now, a man who is not here, but he will be here in a week or so. He is our hero. He is not under the oppressive thumb of the man anymore, Jake. He got out. Adam Carolla. Adam, do you read me?
I do. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you on the show again. You have called us before. I'm sure it wasn't that memorable. But let's start off by just plugging next week, huh? You'll be here. Are you traveling across the country?
Yeah. I'm jumping on a Southwest flight out of Los Angeles and heading out to Dallas. And I've been out to Houston, and I've been out to Nashville, so it's not the first time I've left L.A.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if you had a big tour this whole summer or what?
You know, I basically am a full-time podcaster, and, you know, I write some books and make some documentaries, so I kind of have a world that I live in versus, you know, like a touring comedian. So I just normally hang out in L.A., do my podcast, make my docs, do that stuff. And then I just pop in and out a couple times a month, do shows around the country. Obviously, it's been interrupted with the whole COVID-19 thing, but I'm not really a touring comedian. I'm more of a sixth man kind of a comedian. I'm not a starter, but I'll get some minutes in.
Definitely, you're our leader, our hero as a podcast pioneer. We're with you in the early days when you didn't have any sponsors because that would have violated some kind of a contract you were still under for your nationwide show. Or didn't you get so back when you did that, when you did terrestrial radio? Did you do half of the Stern network? Like when Stern went to satellite, did they basically give you half of that and David Lee Roth half?
Yeah. It's essentially, they gave him the East, they gave me the West, and they gave someone named Rover the middle of the country. That's how they whacked it up. And Roth didn't last very long. I don't think Rover lasted very long either, although I don't know exactly how long he lasted. And then I lasted about 3.5 years, and I did pretty well. I was number one in most all the markets I was in, but the station I was on in Los Angeles flipped formats in early 2009, and I was out of a job.
Who could have seen David Lee Roth not working out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the whole thing. You cannot believe that David Lee Roth wouldn't be able to hold down the 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. slot 5 days a week. Like, who would have ever seen this coming?
It's easy. You just go talk. It's
yeah. It is. I mean, that's radio. I don't know. I guess he was a guest on Stern a couple of times, and I guess he was a good guest, and they did it based on that. But I you know, as you guys know, good guest versus good host, that's a little bit of a different animal.
So I was telling these guys about a bit I heard you do a while back. In fact, I've heard you do this a couple of times. And I wanted to present it to the boys on the show here, but luckily your guys called us and said, hey, Adam's coming to town. So I was like, oh, okay. I won't tell him about this. I'll let Adam tell him. Rich man, poor man.
Yeah, rich man, poor man. It's a bit that really didn't start as a bit. It was just kind of an idea. I was working at Jimmy Kimmel Live. I was working as a writer. I was sitting at the writer's table, and I had this notion, and it was pretty simple. I just thought, outdoor shower, an outdoor shower. If you have an outdoor shower, you're either really rich or really poor. Meaning, you either have the outdoor shower that's by the tennis court, by the pool cabana, and you're taking your shower after tennis lessons, or, you know, front lawn, you know, front yard, dirt lawn, broken hose. You know what I mean? It was rich. So rich man, poor man was born. And I started thinking of all the other things that the rich and the poor shared, but the middle class didn't share. And I'll give you a few of them. When you walk into a fancy department store, an employee of that department store runs towards you screaming, "May I help you?"
You're either really rich or you're really poor.
Yes.
Nope,
you,
no,
you have a refrigerator in your yard. It's either in the back at the pool cabana, or it's in the front yard and there's raccoons humping in it. There's some esoteric ones like starred in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Went one of two ways there.
Right. There's you drive a car make a manufacturer that doesn't exist anymore. You're either Jay Leno driving a Duesenberg, or you're my stepdad John driving an AMC Matador. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Lives next door to a rapper.
Either 50 Cent.
You could be in Calabasas with Kim and Kanye, or you're a crappy apartment building with some 14-year-old white kid who goes by the name of Mayonnaise, who's in the unit next to you, you know, rapping the whole time. When somebody is looking for you, somebody replies to that person, "I think he might be in his trailer."
Okay.
Now, that's your big star on the set of a movie, or you're my father-in-law who lives in Simi Valley in a trailer. Let's see if I can think of...
I got one written down that you said that I really liked.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Has never eaten at an Outback Steakhouse.
Right. I'm a perfect example of never eaten. I used to be way too poor to afford an Outback Steakhouse, and now I'm far too wealthy to ever eat at an Outback Steakhouse. I literally leapfrogged from Sizzler to Morton's. I've never eaten at an Outback Steakhouse. But yes, that is a perfect shining example of an Outback. There used to be ones like you're on a first name relationship with an attorney. you own more than three cars. I mean, like Junkers in the back versus, you know, the five-car garage with the Duesenberg. Yeah.
So it's a great radio bit only because it gets listener interaction. It gets people thinking about you, you know, on the weekend when you're not on, and they'll, hey, this is like Adam's bit, and they'll write it down, they'll email it or whatever. So I have a business idea for Adam Carolla, which I'm giving you.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one more.
Oh, okay.
Has sex with a maid. Either you're Schwarzenegger and you're actually having sex with the maid, or you're that maid's wife, and when she gets back to your crappy apartment, you get to have sex with her. Sorry,
one is better than the other, too. So
yeah.
My business idea for you is, and this stems from, I remember when I was working like in FM radio, this is 20 years ago, and I think they probably still have these things, but you know they have like these national comedy networks, which they will feed, they will feed a couple of bits downline every morning. And it might be a funny parody song about Obama or Trump, or it's a little skit, or maybe a fake spot, a fake advertisement.
I used to do that.
Yeah, so these FM wacky FM DJs across the nation will play that on their morning show. They subscribe to this service.
Right.
What about you franchise out your bit? Like, this is a great bit. I would like to do it. I would like our listeners to say, hey, I thought of a rich man, poor man, but it's copyright. This is Adam Carolla's bit. In radio, you can't do that. But you know, if I could franchise a Subway, why can't I pay you some kind of a thing? Or better yet, since you know how radio is, and they're not going to pay you anything, are they?
Right.
We give you a 1 minute avail. You know, you could sell a spot to the top 50 markets. You get the number one station, like the ticket is, in every market. And Adam Carolla's Rich Man, Poor Man, we're going to do that this once a week. And they get a spot, and your people sell the national ad, and you rake in the money. What a great idea that I just had.
It is a great idea. I'm sure I'll never do it, but it's a great idea. And, you know, the funny, I never, Rich Man, Poor Man, to me, was just a goof. And once I was in the parking lot at CBS, and Jerry Seinfeld came up to me 10 years ago, and he's like, hey, that Rich Man, Poor Man bit, that's your signature bit. I'm like, what? I don't even do it. But I started doing it when I was doing stand-up, and it does get a great reaction now. So thanks for thinking of me.
It's Adam Carolla joining us here on The Ticket. You can go to improvtx.com/Addison or just click Addison there. And you can find tickets to see him next Friday and Saturday night in Addison. So we'd be remiss if we didn't bring this up, because in the last few weeks, you know, you were sort of brought in to make some comments regarding your friend and former Man Show co-star Jimmy Kimmel after just the onslaught of we're digging old things up on everybody. And I'm interested in your point of view on the difference between comedy and maybe public statements or supportive policies, that delineation, but then also just how hard it might be to be funny today.
Well, you know, you can always be funny, but I don't know if you're going to be funny to everybody like people used to be, because there's going to be a group that is put off or looks at it as a microaggression. You know, I really, my feeling is if you're funny, all is forgiven. And I get it. I don't work for a big corporation. And so I don't have to kind of mind my P's and Q's. You know, my defense of Jimmy was, Jimmy's a comedian and this stuff's 20 years old. I mean, look, people, if you want to try to help somebody, by all means, help that somebody. But digging up stuff from 20 years ago and trying to shame the person who did it. And by the way, my main thing was I made a delineation between blackface, as in the vaudevillian days, or the old-timey blackface version of blackface, and a person, either it's Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or whomever, doing a celebrity, doing Chris Rock or doing Karl Malone. To me, there's a difference in doing it in a generic way and doing it in a specific way. It's context. You are trying to do your best impression of Chris Rock or Karl Malone or Mr. T, and it should be seen through the light of that context instead of just calling it blackface.
Like, did you see how Sarah Silverman lost a job from blackface?
I did, yeah. And Sarah's a friend, And look, everything, if it's done in the name of comedy, I really don't care. But Sarah Silverman was doing blackface, you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't doing somebody. She was doing that, which is a little more egregious, but it still falls under the heading of comedy.
Yeah, but and hers also was like a
social commentary type.
Yeah, she was. It was on her show, and she was her and a black guy were switching roles for a day, where he had to go through life as a Jewish woman, and she had to go through life as a black man, and then they showed it from their points of view, and it was...
Well, then who cares? That's what I have to say.
Right, but yeah, she still lost her job.
I didn't care anyway.
Yeah,
yeah. It's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the to what end, as some people would say. I don't know. What's it? How does it benefit anybody or society or the people you're trying to help or anything? So, obviously, not a fan of it.
All right. Well, we're a big fan of yours. We're happy to hear you're out and about. And we want to implore everybody to go see you. What do you do? You're doing the podcast, and then you're doing stand-up, so two different shows each night?
Yeah, and I will be bringing the rich man, poor man, now that you mention it.
Great bit. All right, man. Great having you on. Thanks very much for your time, and we'll send everybody to, where are we sending them to? Oh, improvtx.com/Addison. Buy your Adam Carolla tickets. Now. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, man. That's the great Adam Carolla.